Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. We are here. We are live. It's an honor. It's a privilege, as always, to share space and time with you. Thank you for taking the time to even listen to this. Truly, I'm humbled. Truly. Like, I wish there was words, like I've told you many times before, to articulate the gratitude that I have that you're even hanging out right now. But you all saw the title of this. You saw the title of this episode, and this is something that I've been wanting to touch on for a while, but for whatever reason, it just wasn't time, but now it's time. Hear me when I say this. I have to have a disclaimer. I have to say this at the beginning before I get going, okay? This is just my perspective, and by no means is it a knock against anyone who is within the educational system, okay? I had a mother, or have a mother, that was in the educational system. So teachers are not the issue. Okay, schools are not the issue. It is the system. All teachers are, all schools are the adherents that carry out the system. So hear me when I say this. I have to say this right now so that, well, DG said, you know, the school. No. Schools are great. Teachers are great. That's not the issue. But we're going to break down this thing called the school system. And I can only speak from a Westerner's perspective. I can only speak from being someone who lives in America, all right, lives in the U.S. This is the only perspective that I have, okay? When we start thinking of the school system as nothing more than a school system, you'll start to see that it's a system. And understand what a system is for, okay? Let's understand what a system is for. A system is put in place so something can run autonomously, okay? So I like being a business owner, we have systems that are put in place so the business can continue to run. So systems are processes. Processes are for the outcome, right? And we always say we have a product, we have the process. The product is the outcome or the effect of the processes. The process is what we refer to also as the system. So when we start thinking of the school system as a process for a product, what is the product? What is the product? Well, as always, anytime that we're going to transform or heal something, we always got to go back to the where it originated. When we start learning and understanding the school system of when it was implemented, the school system was always set up to create mass state of mind. Think about it. When the school system was created, they needed workers. They needed employees. They did not need entrepreneurs. They did not need free thinkers. They did not need individuals who were free in creating their life as they desired. That was not why it wasn't created. It was created to ensure that as these children, as these little souls would go through this indoctrination, they would become employees. And if you look at the system, the way it's set up right now, look at our children. Individuality is not promoted at all in the school system. You got to ask to go to the bathroom. You better make sure you listen or you get detention or you get all of these things are conformant energies. They're ensuring that these little souls learn early of how to conform. You see, with form, how to move in formation with the system. So the reason I'm saying that, because obviously you listen to this podcast, you know that at the time of this recording, I have an 11-year-old and I have a 9-year-old, right? I got a fifth grader and a third grader. And I remember where I was in fifth grade. I'm 41 years old now, and I can see now how the system was created around me and how I was within it and how it has the effects on me right now. So my daughter and my son are starting to experience anxiety. They experience anxiety around test taking. Why do they experience anxiety around testing? Because they got to do well in the test. Why do they have to do well in the test? Because then that's how the school gets graded and how the school gets funded. You see,
So this NWEA testing, whatever they call it, the state curriculum, whatever that thing is called, that is set up so the teachers can essentially be the adherents to make sure that the school does what it's supposed to. Oh, look, we're a great school system. Why? How? Because of the testing scores. And now that we have good testing scores, guess what ends up happening? Now we'll get the funding what we need. We'll be a blue ribbon school. Do you see? It has nothing to do with the child, though. It has nothing to do with the child. So here's what I'm learning with my children. Because I always ask myself, where did human beings come up with this thing called failure? Where does this come in? Who created this thing? Because no other creature in this animal kingdom subscribes to failure. Oh, my goodness, the school system. School system. You'll get an F if you don't meet the standard or meet the requirement. Okay? So now what does this do? It creates this essentially like a hierarchy system, right? We know kids who failed and would get Fs, they were treated differently than the ones who got A's. So now guess what we've just done? We've created a class system. So now the ones who are doing really well, they get treated in the ones who are getting treated, who don't do really well. So I'm starting to see with my own kids, and both my kids, they're kind of in the middle pack, right? They're like A's and B's. They're not like super A's, you know, all A's, and kind of like how I was, right? And I'm starting to learn like, oh, wow, this is kind of like how within society, how are we got the upper class, you got the middle class, you got, you know, the lower class, how we start to get pushed off into these different pockets. And guess what? If you're one of the ones who are getting straight A's and you're, you know, in honors or you're gifted, those are the ones who are going to get all the attention. They're the ones who are going to get what they need. But then if you're also in the lower class, right? Now they get extra help, but the ones in the middle, which is the masses, they get left behind. So I'm starting to learn now just watching my kids and the school system of how the system was not created to help the individual. The system was created to help the masses. It was created to create a mass consciousness, not to create and promote individuality. So now I ask myself, what do I do? And, you know, coming from, not that I got it all figured out, I don't want you to think that. But when you have the level of awareness of you see things as they are, it's like, what do you do? People ask me all the time, are you going to take your kids out of school? No, I'm not going to take my kids out of school. I'm going to give my kids what they need so they can survive in school. Now we can go ahead and get going now. You see how this works now. As a parent, as a caregiver, as a caretaker, our responsibility is to not equip our children with the tools, but to show our children the tools that they already have. So my job when my child is getting bullied, because it happens, my job is when my child is feel like they're less than, my job is to equip them with the tools so that way they can survive in the jungle, as opposed to taking them out of the jungle, because the jungle is going to serve them well in life. Meaning the school system is going to help you how not to conform and how to be who you truly are. Because guess what? When you get out of the school system, you're going to move into another company system. You're going to move into some system. Systems are set up for the masses. Unless you live on an island by yourself or you live in a jungle, there's going to be a system. It's not about running away from the system. It's about being able to survive in the system. Yeshua always told us this. Be in the world, but be not of the world. So I can be in the system. I can be in the jungle. I can be in this crazy society, but it has no bearing on me because I got taught the tools. This is where I will say this. If you can teach your child accountability, not only for their actions, but more importantly for their perspective, because their perspective was what was determining their experience, this will be how they can navigate within the system, but not be a part of the system. So I have a saying that I tell my son all the time. I tell my daughter this too. Your greatest ability is accountability. Your greatest ability is accountability. So if we can be accountable for our perspective and our actions, now the system cannot control us. Systems is another word for a matrix. We have the school matrix. That's all it is. And we look at the movie, The Matrix. What was Neo, the whole thing? Gaining control of your mind. Once you got control over your mind, the system no longer had power over you. So I'm teaching my children now, no matter what happens in school, no matter what somebody says to you, because my son more so, because he's older, is dealing with racism. right? Kids calling the N-word, right? Kids calling them a monkey and a slave and all this stuff. And I'm like, buddy, like, dang, they telling you, you light skin, you lighter than me. Like, damn, I guess nobody's, you ain't safe either. But here's my point. I tell them and I tell him, understand that them saying that is just abstract concepts. Those are words. That word carries a vibration, absolutely, but it will not do anything or affect you energetically until you perceive it and drape your perception or your perspective around it. So it's not what they said. That's not the issue. It was the way that you looked at it. That's what you're experiencing. But if as a parent, my job is to help him to shape his perspective around when people say things so that it does not influence him energetically. So here's what I did. We had a long talk in the car. This was years ago. This probably was like 7, 8 years old when he first told me he could see energy. I said, are you that tree right there in the front yard? He said, no. I said, how do you know? He said, because I know I'm not the tree. I said, why? And he couldn't really articulate. He couldn't really understand. Couldn't really say it. But it was because he knew he was not what he was observing. I'm not the tree because I can see the tree. I can observe it. Okay, cool. Look at your hand real quick. Okay, yeah, yeah. Are you your hand? Yes. No, you're not. You can observe it. If you can observe it, that means you're not it. Okay. I want you to think of pizza. Okay, pizza. Yeah, yeah. Did you observe that thought? Yeah, yeah. So then you're not your thoughts then. And then it was almost like he knew. He's like, then what am I? What's the name of it? I said, the I am, the spirit, self, consciousness, being, the breath of God, whatever you want to refer to it as. This, my child, is what you are. So the world's going to say things about your body. The world's going to talk about your vessel. The world's going to talk about your car. The world's going to try to put you in a system, in a class. They're going to try and rank you based on your gender or your race or your whatever these physical things are. But you can transcend it now. Because you know that you are none of these things. Do you see how this works? And a light bulb went off with him. So fast forward, you know, a couple weeks ago when he told me that this was happening at school, he said, Dad, it didn't even bother me. He didn't even say anything about it. His friends were the ones who went and told the teacher. He didn't even say anything about it. You know why he didn't say anything about it? Because he's transcended it. See, he's not on the physical plane. He's on the spiritual plane. Spirit, mind, body, spirit, mind, body, spirit, mind, body. 1 + 2 will give you 3. He's on the first plane, the causal plane. So when someone says something about the color of his skin, if somebody says something about his body, he had another girl say that, oh, you look like a deformed ostrich. None of this stuff bothered him because he's transcending it, because he knows all that which he is. So that's my responsibility as a parent. But here's the deal as a parent. I can't tell him what he is. If I'm still living under the pretense of what I am not, meaning I don't even know what I am. I think that I'm my body. I think that I'm my race. I think that I'm all of these things. If I can't do this work in myself, how in the world am I going to teach him? So, and you know, I've told you this before. I'm never going to tell you what to do. Never, never, never. I'm not going to tell you what to do. All I'm going to do is lend you my perspective. And then you got to take the information, take it and do with what you want. But the system's not the issue. You have the ability to transcend that. You have the ability to move beyond the system, no matter what the system is. Because people say, oh, we want to take your kids and put them in private school. Look, private school got all the same issues too. They just look differently. They're still there. You go to the mansions on the other side of town, they got the same problems as someone who lives in the hood. It just looks different, but it's the same energies. It's the same problem. How about this? We can transcend it by us knowing who we are. When you know who you are, you will not fall for a system, not for a paradigm, not for a program. Nothing will be able to tell you what you are not. So my son goes to school, my daughter goes to school, and they know what they are. They know what they are. But that's my responsibility to teach them. That's Carly's responsibility to teach them. But we have to know who we are. We got to make sure that we're doing the work. So now we start to understand how it'll always come back to you. It's about you doing your work on you. And this goes for a teacher too. Because I'm not a teacher in school, but I'm a teacher. If I don't do the work on me, how in the world am I going to teach my kids? as a teacher. You deal with kids. You are literally dealing with the foundation of the future. You got to do the work on you. You have to see yourself as more worthy. You have to see yourself as what you actually are. And then guess what? You now will be able to give to these children things that do that transcend the system, right? Well, every time we have a good teacher, right? A quote-unquote good teacher, like, oh my gosh, she was the best teacher ever. When you start to think about those best teachers that you had, they gave you something that the system could not give you. So this is why I'll keep preaching on you working on you, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a parent. It does not matter. The system is not the issue. And then we can go outside the school system and go to any other system, whether it's the government, whatever. It can't have an issue on you or control you if you have control over yourself, meaning I know who I am. I know why I am the way I am. I understand my thoughts in my mind when I have these feelings or whatever comes up. I know myself. Now, a system can't do it. So what is my advice? What's the whole point of this? You know, I don't want to sit here and tell you something. I don't give you a solution. Okay. The jungle can help expand your awareness. So I'm teaching my children right now, stay in there. Stay in there where it's uncomfortable. Learn how to speak up for yourself. Learn how to say this is wrong. So now if we can do this, guess what? We're not becoming conformant within the system. You still got to keep your mind. You still got to be able to think for yourself. You still got to feel with your heart. My daughter right now, she's 9 years old and she's struggling because she's seeing and starting to see now how kids can be mean to other kids. Kids picking on other kids. And you know, when you raise kids to be self-aware, they're going to feel more things. They're going to see more things. So this bothers her. This hurts her to see someone inflicting pain on someone else. And I told her, I said, I see you. I see that you're feeling this other person's pain, and you being an empathetic person will naturally do that. The question is by you seeing this pain, what is this going to help you to do in your own evolutionary journey that you call life? How is this helping you? How is this going to help you? And she was like, well, I can be nicer, and I can, when I see someone's struggling, I can be nice to them. Yeah. So now guess what? You're just taking this quote unquote negative that's happening in the jungle, and now you're using it to your benefit to help the world and help yourself. And this is what we call the transmutation of energy. And every single human being has the ability to do this. You do as well, my friend. So let's not be lazy and allow the system to make us think that that was the issue. It could not have been the system. The system cannot trump the individual, but the individual must do their work. The individual must go into those parts of ourselves that we had forgotten. Because all of us have a part of us that was raised by the system. The question is, are you going back and healing and transforming and putting to death the parts of yourself that was raised out of survival, out of fear of failure, out of all of these things that the system was created and designed for you to feel? So when you understand what the end game of the system is, the end game of the system is to create conformity within the masses. So if the end game is to create conformity, the best way to create conformity is to have you living in fear. Fear of what? Fear of failure. Fear of not being enough. Fear of not being accepted. If you start looking at this, this is when it starts to develop within a school, right? We start to establish social hierarchies and all these things, and then you bring in grades, and then you got, you know, we separate the gifted from the ones, and you start to see, oh my goodness, this is where really when I started to feel like I wasn't enough, when I feel like I was separated from everybody. We can transcend it though. We can transcend it. You can transcend it. You can help your children. You can help the children because they're going to be the ones ushering in this new earth. Yeah, we're the ones lighting it up, but they're going to be the ones who really bring this thing in. Work on yourself. Work on yourself so you can help your children. Because guess what? We all have inner child wounds. Your children are living in the space of their inner child right now. My 9-year-old and my 11-year-old are living out what I'm patching up right now. So if I can patch up me, I can help expand their awareness right now. So maybe they'll have just a little bit less wounds that they have to worry about. Maybe I can save them some money on therapy. Maybe I can save them some money on them hiring a coach or signing up for one of DG Mindset's programs. You see how this works? But I got to do the work on me. I got to do it. Carly has to do the work on her. And this is how we can help the children to transcend the system. But do not allow yourself to get caught up in the system, because if we're knocking the system, then we're caught up in the system. The system is ran by the ego, the unconscious state. It's an autonomous machine. Just like when Neo, when it was, people were being harvested by these robots, this AI. This is essentially what the system is. The school system is designed to keep you stuck in it and move in a space of conformity and not move into a space of individuality. So when your children want to be who they are and how they are, allow them to be who they are and how they are. Obviously within boundaries, nothing to hurt themselves, but let them know that they're safe to at least express themselves. Because if they feel that safety, guess what? That's still going to be the same version when they want to start a business or go on the spiritual journey and they're so worried about what family's going to think about them, they're going to have the courage to do so. It will be because of them breaking out of the system of the conformity when they were 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. So the school system, obviously, there probably should be some reform and probably needs to be some reform, because the system that was when it was created, we were in a completely different frequency in this country. We're in a completely different state. Just like I don't still do the same things that I did when I was 25, because I'm in a completely different energy, a completely different frequency. I'm not in that life no more. So I can't still keep going out and clubbing and doing all those things that maybe a 25-year-old would do. I can't do those now at 41 because I got a family. I'm in a completely different energetic frequency, literally a completely different timeline, a completely different life. But this is the issue with heritage and tradition and all of these things. The issue is within our country, if we really want to get we get down and dirty, the issue is, we're afraid of change. Because if there's change, there's uncertainty. And if there's uncertainty, there's no control. And if there's no control, then the system must crumble. And if the system must crumble, now this corporation, this business that we're referring to as this country cannot run anymore in the way that it had planned. So if you see what I'm saying, I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to get shadow banned. But if you understand what I'm saying right now, there's some reform that needs to take place. But in order to reform, we have to first inform. You see how this works? For reformation to take place, there has to be information. The more information we have, that means the more light we have. The more light we have, the more consciousness we have. The more consciousness we have, the more spirit we are. The more spirit we are, we transcend the physical world. And when you transcend the physical world, the system does not apply. So in order for there to be reform, there must be a mass influx of information. Starts with you. Bring in more light. Bring in more information. Within yourself. Every time you go back and heal something, every time you go back and heal that inner child who was at the age of your children, every time you go back, you're allowing more light to come in. And we know that light is nothing more than energy, and energy will always carry information. And now the reform within yourself can start to take place. The reform within you will take place within inside your home. And then your home will trickle down to your children. And now your children, even though they're in the system, they're not of the system. And now they, my friend, will be the light workers within the system. See, the only way to crumble the system is going to be the ones who are inside of it. It has to happen from the inside out. As within, so without. It cannot be the ones on the outside. It cannot be me as a parent. It's going to be the child inside who says, this isn't right. I need to have a talk with the principal. This is not right. This is wrong. Do we see how this works? So, the moral of the story, as always, don't run from the system. Learn how to use the system to find yourself so you can be yourself. And now the system will not have any influence on you. I live in this country. I pay taxes just like everybody else. But they cannot have my mind. No one can have my mind. I've taken my mind back. It's mine now. No matter what may happen, it's mine. My mind is what's creating my reality that I'm experiencing per se, shall I say. Do you understand how this works? This is why the most valuable thing you can give your child, the most valuable thing you can give your child is to teach them how to take supreme ownership and accountability for their own thoughts, their own perspective, their own emotions, and their own actions. And a lot allow the system to be the excuse. And it doesn't matter what system it is. You have that power, but you first have to do it within yourself. So my offer to you, because if there's a problem, there's a solution. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to help myself, really, but I'm bringing people along the ride to start working on these parts of myself that got stuck in the system. Because I got parts of myself that got stuck in the system, especially worrying about what people think, right? Am I doing good enough? Failure, fear of failure. Oh, that's school. That's the program. That's the system. Come on. So this is why I developed Release, 6-month coaching. If you haven't signed up, get yourself signed up. I'm telling you, you will not want to miss this program. This program is 6 months. I know I talk about it. I've been talking about it. If you knew what I knew, you'd have been signed up. If you haven't signed up yet, get yourself signed up. We're starting April 4th. The ship's going to leave the port. We're going to leave it. And those who are on that ship, I can guarantee you this. When October hits, you're going to look back on yourself and say, dang, I'm a completely different person. I am completely different. Life doesn't feel the same. Life doesn't look the same. Yeah. That's because you let go of the parts of you that no longer served you. That's because you learned why you had held on to these parts of you that no longer served you, and then you were able to release them. And when you release, you can now release. You get another release on life, meaning you can have another lease on life. You can start living life the way you want to now. So get yourself signed up. Go to dgmindset.com. I made it affordable, relatively speaking. I know everybody's in their own financial position or where they're at in life. I made it affordable. It's $100 a month for 6 months. $100. $100. 2 calls a month with me, live. Like, I will literally be your coach. Yo, who's your coach? Yeah, I got a mindset coach. It's DG. Yeah, I will be yours. I will literally be yours. You got questions, live coaching, all that. It will be me and you. Also, too, you're going to get a companion workbook, 50 plus pages, right? The best workbook ever to help you along those weeks that we are not having our talks, our calls. Here's what else you get. You get 6 modules. 6 modules with 8 to 12 minute videos of me teaching and coaching you have how to let go of shame, guilt, fear, family dynamics, past relationships, how to shift your view around money and release the poverty consciousness, your self-concept of yourself, how to let go of the self-concepts that just aren't conducive to the life that you want to live. Look, I'm doing all I can to help you. I'm doing all I can to help me, and I'm sharing it with you. Get yourself signed up for Release. But as always, you know, I'm going to do all I can to help you. Just know that you matter. Know that you're loved. And as always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.